is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The United Nations says 14 more trucks transporting humanitarian aid have entered Gaza. CBS News correspondent Tina Kraus is in Tel Aviv.
At Gaza's border with Egypt, more humanitarian aid arrived, but it's just a fraction of what's desperately needed in Gaza, which has been sealed off amid Israel's concerns that any supplies could end up in the hands of Hamas. Palestinians with dual nationalities wait at the border, hoping to escape the violence.
My home is have a strike last night, and I have injury in my hand and in my head.
In a show of support for Israel, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is here in Tel Aviv. They delivered a warning to Iran, which backs both Hamas and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, to keep the war from escalating.
The leader of Hamas spoke to Iran's foreign minister about, quote, stopping Israeli brutal crimes, according to a statement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he expects the war to escalate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke through an interpreter.
I can't tell you now if Hezbollah decide to fully enter the war. If Hezbollah decides to enter the war, it will long for the second Lebanon war. They will be making the biggest mistake of their lives, and we will hit them with an unimaginable force.
Demonstrators have taken to the streets around the world over the war. One was held in Boston, calling for peace in Gaza.
Boston, Boston, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine!
And there was a rally in Dallas supporting Israel. The House still has no leader, with Republicans unable to elect a new speaker. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul on ABC.
And this is so dangerous what we're doing. And most importantly, it's embarrassing because it empowers and emboldens our adversaries like Chairman Xi, who says, you know, democracy doesn't work.
A funeral was held for the president of a Detroit synagogue, Samantha Wohl, who was killed this weekend. WWJ's Ryan Recker.
The 40-year-old was killed Saturday morning, found stabbed to death outside her home. She was the board president of Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue and worked on numerous Democratic political campaigns. Sam's sister, Dr. Monica Wohl Rosen, speaking at her funeral.
Sam dedicated her life to creating opportunity for everyone, everywhere. She was a model citizen. A model Jewish citizen.
Detroit Police Chief James White says the investigation is ongoing and there's no evidence suggesting this crime was motivated by anti-Semitism. Ryan Recker for CBS News in Detroit.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations on Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Wycourt Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Connect with them on Atwood Avenue or online at wycourt-lakepoint.com. Oh, it's an album release party tonight at the High Noon Saloon. For this band right here, it's Work. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tune. left its claws around my head. A snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clockwise, unpinned verses, invisible eyes.
Boom. That boom is happening right now at the High Noon Saloon tonight for the Work album release party. Good evening, everybody. That was a double dip to kick things off. From Work, Ignition, Embers before that. As I said, their album release party is tonight at the High Noon Saloon, playing with T the Neighborly and Cold Mingle. The show starts at 9. You can still get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. And guys, after tonight, Work is going on a little mini tour around the state of Wisconsin.
Nice.
Actually, the first show is in Goodview, Minnesota, which is not part of Wisconsin. Then they're going to be in La Crosse on November 4th. They're going to be at the Ope Brewing Company in West Allis on November 10th. And on November 11th, they'll be in the Appleton at the Appleton Beer Factory. Get all the details on the Work Facebook page. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. I am joined here with Rocker. What's happening, Rocker?
Jimmy, you know, I just wanted to add in, I'm doing very well. But you were talking about Work, and I wanted to remind you that Work is actually going to be here right here on Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair. That is going to be on December 16th, so mark your calendars.
Oh, I'm writing it down right now.
We're going to have the whole dang band in here. Like, I don't know how many pieces they are, but there's so many pieces we're going to have them all in here.
That's going to be amazing. Good to see you, Rocker. Terry Barr is here.
Hello. And I know where you're running right after the show, Jimmy K.
Yeah, I'm going to stop at the High Noon, I think. I'm going to call and get the permission slip from Mrs. K.
Oh, you got it already,
And stop by and say hello to the Work folk. It's going to be a good show for sure. And their album is fantastic.
Nice. I'm already looking forward to them being in here December. That is going to be amazing. Yeah. I think we need to invite some peeps in, don't you think?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's have a party at the Civic Media
Studios. Open house.
Yeah. Hey,
kind of like tonight, we're having a party.
Yeah, we are.
We got a great show planned for the People Rocker, of course. What's the rundown, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Tonight, number 27, Daniel Anderson, singer and guitarist. He's going to be in here to tell us about this band and their new CD. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect. He's got a couple of things going on. We're going to hear about some interesting new promos they have. And
he's always interesting
THCA
anyway.
And oh my gosh. Freaking Hollow Weekend with Chad O and Adam Chabot. They're going to be in here telling us all about this 17-year event.
No way.
It's in their 17th
year. It's a long-running event.
Oh. Yeah. And new song from Josh Rip. And then we'll have Live in the Lair. And tonight, Jimmy, Magic Conch.
Yes. It's going to be so awesome.
All hail.
I'm already giggling because this night is just stacking up to be amazing.
We got Maxine Kevy later on, too. 10 o'clock to midnight. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. You know, next week is Halloween weekend here in Madison.
Yes.
Super. Oh, yeah.
I like Halloween. October, of course, is my favorite month in the whole world. And Halloween's a great climax.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I love October.
Okay, cool.
I mean, my anniversary's October.
That is true.
I try to cram as many camping trips as I can in October. But Halloween is next weekend, folks. The freaking Halloween weekend at the Holly Noon Saloon. There's a couple contests for costumes happening. I want to know, what is your best or your worst costume that you've donned over your lifetime? You know, everybody has their favorite costume they've done. I'm sure you've had a couple costumes where the idea was good, but it wasn't so good afterwards.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. What is your worst or best costume over your lifetime, Terry Barr? What is it?
We're going to tell... You want me to tell you now?
Yeah, tell me right now.
Oh,
she needs time to think about it here.
I know, you did all right. Give me a minute.
I'll tell you a tip, Jimmy.
All right.
Yes.
The tip to having either the best or the worst costume, I think, is leaving your mouth area free. Do not cover up your mouth area. Leave it open for drinking, talking, right? You know what I mean? And so those full masks that go all over your face and stuff, no.
We had kids in the neighborhood last year that had that full, but it covered their entire body.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see their eyes or their mouth, and it just covered and I was like, are you in there? Hello?
Trick or treat.
I know, and then they can't have any of their candy till they get home and take it all off.
But I mean, if you're an adult, you're going to probably be, you know, having some beverages.
Cut a little straw hole.
Oh,
I guess.
Come on. Who wants to drink beer out of a straw? Well, or whiskey. Well, how are you going to drink whiskey out of a straw?
I don't know.
Jimmy, how do you drink whiskey out of a straw?
Well, you suck, but but I tell you what, drinking whiskey out of
keep
a straw.
Keep those thoughts to yourself.
Keeping whiskey, the alcohol really gets you. That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. We just had a crash.
844-967-2789. These guys were on the show last week. The podcast is available right now at MaxIncRadio.com. It's the Broken Boards and Crash Course on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media. We are local music with Simple Company and Dying Generation.
Wow, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Simple Company. Simple, where are they out of?
They're out of Madison.
Serious?
They joined us in studio last week on MaxIncRadio.com.
I couldn't.
And don't worry, you can get the podcast right now, Terry, at MaxIncRadio.com.
Thank you for the reminder. And all, everybody, you really should listen to it, because if that's a sample right there.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe their catch or their marketing slogan is New Classic Rock.
Oh, I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Straightforward. Yep.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along doing the local or independent music from around the country tonight. I am playing a couple of national songs tonight later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw you for a loop. We'll talk about that later on. I want to know about your Halloween costumes right now, though. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
So when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, you've got the story ready.
Eighth grade, I decided I was going to be my grandmother for Halloween.
What?
So I grabbed her clothes, a dress, like a 1930s dress.
Are there photos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. In the family photo album, there are photos. Yes. I had boobs. Big boobs, because my grandmother was a big woman, you know.
So what did you use to fill yourself out, Jimmy?
Socks, clothing, washcloths, whatever. It was a great concept. The problem was, first of all, pantyhose end up being somewhat warm and constraining.
Yeah, they're a pain. Aren't you boys happy you don't ever have to wear those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably a little lumpy, too.
You know, I had to go with the pantyhose because I didn't want to shave my legs.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I also elected to go with high heels, which was a poor choice
for trick-or-treat. Jimmy in high heels. That's got
to
be a
And you should have
sight.
Probably walked around in those for a week just to get used to those.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. So I'm surprised I made it out of Halloween that year alive. I was trick-or-treating in the Arbor Hills neighborhood at that time.
So are you the kind of guy who would, you know, bring along the big plastic pumpkin, or did you use like a
I had a pillowcase.
Pillowcase.
Yeah, pillowcase.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You expected a lot of candy.
Well, we couldn't.
Yeah.
I was wearing my grandmother's clothes. We didn't really have money to go to the Halloween store to get a bucket and a proper costume.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my thing. What's yours? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, do you have a costume that you regret?
You know, there have been a lot of years where we went all out, and then there have been other years where nothing, you know? I am recalling, though, one of my best girlfriends, and this is back when we really did go all out, and she said, I'm going to show up, and you guys are not even going to know it's me, and it was true. This is bad, though. She dressed up like a dead JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, boy.
The bartenders even were like, we don't know if you should be in here with that costume. Oh, it was bad, you guys.
You know.
So that, for me, that still takes the cake as the worst costume ever.
I remember I went to Fish in Atlanta with some buddies, with a bunch of hippies. So Fish in Atlanta on Halloween, on the way to... It was at the Omni, I believe, in Atlanta at the time. There was a guy dressed as Jesus Christ with blood all over him. And people wanted to hit him because they were mad at him.
Down there in the Bible Belt.
Isn't it funny? It's easy to remember the bad ones you've seen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your Halloween costume, either good or bad? We want to hear about it tonight. Happy Halloween to you. Number 27, Daniel's here. We're going to have a chat with him and hear his brand new music next on Max Inc.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
Down this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Yeah. before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, and I do it all again. It's insane, insane. When my strength is worn, I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah. Oh.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Rise Above from number 27. Make sure you check out the webpage right now at maxincradio.com. Get the latest podcast. Rocker has been feverishly working his entire life to post podcasts to maxincradio.com, and they're available right now for you at maxincradio.com, Rocker. Good job, brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yep, day and night, working all the time. The new website looks good. All the information is
we
there.
We were messaging each other at 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah.
4 a.m.? Yeah. Nothing ever happens good at 4 a.m.
Oh, we got lots this
lots of show planning
discussion.
Happens at 4 a.m., Jimmy.
That's when I go to sleep.
I know. You're a rock star.
I know.
All right. Well, we just had the first listen to this brand new, not even released yet music. I love when this happens. This is the group made up of, I'm going to just say, a bunch of all-stars. Really is. The number 27 band. And here to talk about it, lead singer, guitar player, well-known Madison area musician, Daniel Anderson. Welcome to Max.
Thank you.
Radio.
Thanks for having
Daniel,
me.
Daniel, yeah. We're so excited to
it's
have you here.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Let's start with the song we just heard. It's a couple, actually many, on the upcoming album that's going to be released in about a week. What can you tell us about Rise Above? What is it about?
Ooh, wow. I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. My counselor says, hey, when you're working through your own troubles, go back and read your lyrics.
Oh.
And I learned a lot about that. But with Rise Above, it's just the concept of the reality that this life is not easy. Mm-hmm. And we're not promised it's going to be. But for me, it was like this. I wanted to connect with people to say, hey, I'm not giving up. And there is an opportunity to rise above the floods that come our way. And
that's awesome.
So that's kind of the concept of the song. I wrote it, probably 7 years ago.
Wow.
And actually not long after that, I had kind of a mental breakdown. But when I sing it, it reminds me of that.
So you've been sitting on that particular song for 7 years?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm glad you have released it now. I mean, glad we got to play it.
It was played live, of course, when we were back together in 16. But as I said, this album took 16 years to make. So
isn't that incredible?
I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But here it is.
It
the
is
baby
here,
has
finally
arrived.
Yes. And we're so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dig into the band's history. This is the first new music from the band in several years. So if you're listening and you haven't heard the number 27 band, you probably think this is a new group. But yeah. Daniel, you actually have a story about when this new music was actually made. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So 2003, I opened a recording studio called Boxcar Music Studios. And you know, I was like 32 years old. And I wanted to kind of put together a band that I was very interested in as far as stylistically and so on. So it's kind of like an Eagles meets a Tom Petty kind of thing. Oof, wow. And we wanted four-part harmonies. We wanted to have two dueling guitar parts, you know, that kind of stuff. I started working with Mike to Tully. Mm-hmm. And we brought in Justin Gerstner on drums, who's, you know, been in Northern Pines Band and was at Baghdad Scuba Review. And we have Jim Finley from on bass from Go Play God. And it, I mean, it was just a super group.
Wow.
And so we started rehearsing, and the idea was to record five songs. And Mike was connected to, you guys remember the Music Mafia?
Mm-hmm.
Down in Nashville? Yeah. So he was connected to them, and we did these five songs, and he sent me down there to basically try to get them to listen. And so in 2003 or four, I think it was four at this point, I came back, and nothing really came from that. And unfortunately, Justin quit, our drummer. So we had these five songs, and we tried to continue on with other drummers, but it never happened. We never found the right drummer. So in 2008, we just called it quits. So we had these songs recorded and never did anything. Fast forward, right after that, we started the trio.
Yeah.
And the trio was an acoustic version of Number 27, me, Katie, and Mike. It was so hard trying to get that first version going again, but I said to Mike around 2015, I said, hey, Mike, what would you think about plugging in again? And if you know Mike at all.
Yep. Yeah. I can see
there's
it.
There's a face there.
Yeah.
But we did. And we put together 27 2.0 and had a whole bunch of new music. And so we started playing those out, like Rise Above and Chase This Love and so on. And I said, well, let's do some recordings. So we fast forward then to 2019 when it gets released, and we kind of just stopped. We got tired of playing together. But I wanted to honor everybody who played on the record. Mm. And I wanted to release this. This is like a project that's been going on forever. So there's a really great satisfaction for me and for the 14 players that were involved.
Oh,
if you
wow.
look at the album. So that's the story. I mean, and here we are. We thought, well, we haven't done a release party yet, so let's do it. And we're back together again with a new crew.
That's a great timeline for, you know, the history of the band.
Oh my gosh.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, with the older stuff was kind of classified as like American rock.
Yes.
Is that still true with the newer music, you believe, or is that kind of the direction you want to go?
Yeah. And we had this phrase we coined. It's going to be on our t-shirts. We're going to be giving away. Number 27, unapologetic American rock.
Yeah.
It is.
I like it.
And I don't know where the unapologetic came from. But
well, you should never
apologize. No apologies.
Go ahead.
I was just looking, and I saw that Scott Bussey is listed as playing. Is he playing drums for you guys?
Not anymore.
Okay. He was
he was there for 2.0. Yep. And Scott and I were in several projects. He's an amazing drummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he brought
yeah.
so much to the table. But he retired his drums. He doesn't even
wow.
play drums anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know anybody retired anything like that. Wow.
So I'm looking for a band to do this with. And I'm like, okay, me, Mike, and Katie for sure.
Yep.
I needed a bass player and I needed a drummer. And I play in a jazz band, believe it or not, called Cold Fusion, and Mark Fairchild's going to play drums, and a friend of mine, Josh, bass.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this number 27, this album release is actually now going to happen.
It finally is.
It's going to be Sunday, October 29th at Comeback Inn. That's on East Wilson Street in Madison. I love this. Starting at 5:30.
Yeah.
We love these early shows. We totally support these. How excited are you and the band to actually get this out there into people's hands?
Yeah, I know. We're super excited. And we've been having fun rehearsing. You know, it's...
good.
It's cathartic.
Yeah.
To go back.
Are you guys playing the whole show yourselves, or do you got a supporting act?
Yeah, I decided not to do the supporting act.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do this.
Nice.
So it's going to be about an hour and a quarter. Most of the music from the album's on there, and then I released a solo double album in between all of that, and there'd be no number 27 without that either. So,
where's the real quick number 27? Where's that name come from?
All right, so I'm a Model Train fan, and my studio is called Boxcar Music Studios.
Okay,
the number 27 you would see on the side of a steam engine.
Yeah, yeah.
And
chugga chugga choo choo.
So we were trying to decide the name, and my friend was smoking Marlboro number 27. So.
So, blend 27.
We landed on 27, which happens to be one of my favorite numbers.
Are you Are you a real train fan, like Amtrak or freight trains?
Whatever? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, if you come to my house, Amtrak. You're going to see all kinds of books and stuff.
Well, hopefully the band continues on. I know I was asking you about that earlier. You guys need to go have some photos done in front of a train or something.
Oh my gosh,
in front of old number 27.
Yeah.
With a pack of cigarettes hanging out.
Oh, funny.
Once again, the album release here for number 27 is happening mm-hmm. at the Comeback Inn on East Wilson here in Madison, October 29th. Comeback is a great venue.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Awesome beer there. I love the beer selection there. That's going to be great. How do we keep up with the band and you? How can we get the news for number 27?
Yeah, I would say the best way to do that is my website, which is boxcarmusicproductions.com. Because all of my bands, excuse me, and other acts are on there. And that's the easiest way to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We're going to play the song Chase This Love. Tell me about this song, Daniel.
Yeah. I wanted to write a fun song. One of, you know, not so heavy, not so deep. Of falling in love. And I wrote it for my wife.
Oh. Oh, we love that. Oh, man.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's number 27, Chase This Love on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Goodbye.
Griffin on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Mm. We are local music. Love the brand new Candace Griffin.
I do too.
So good.
I love her. She's just fabulous.
She is. Hey, thanks to number 27 for coming
Daniel
in.
Daniel Anderson in for the whole band, of which 16 people, he said, have played on the album that's coming out next Sunday.
The music is so awesome. We didn't even get a chance to talk about what you're touching, the vinyl.
I know. In vinyl and CD.
That is so awesome.
And he said at the show next Sunday, I come back in 5:30. They're going to give away shirts too.
Oh wow!
I know.
Is he leaving the vinyl for you?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Would you like to share it?
Oh wow! Joint custody of a vinyl.
I think we could do that, right?
We'll have the lawyers meet. My people will meet your people, Terry. I love it.
I know you and I both just have a fascination with vinyl.
I really do.
Nothing better.
Hey, we got a double dip of a new band out of Milwaukee. They're called Lady Bird. Lady Bird. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspects is going to stop in next hour as well. We got some news about the 9 o'clock hour.
He's always trouble.
Right now is Ryan McGrath, Three Black Crows on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Old maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Lion's yard. Three oak trees in a lion's yard. And one says, "Look at where we are. Never seen troubles or times this hard." Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Young.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.